Allah is one, he has no partner, and there is none worthy of worship but him. For the guidance of mankind, Allah Almighty chose his special servants, i.e. the messengers and prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam. When the chain of prophethood ended with our beloved and final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the companions, radiyallahu anhum, spread the message of Islam throughout the world. After them, the followers, i.e. the tabi'een, then those who succeeded them, and in time, the saints, rahmahumullah, carried this great task forward. For this reason, the sacred tombs of most of the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, are in regions far from their places of birth. These saints, rahmahumullah, migrated to the far corners of the world for the glory of Islam and spent their lives in the way of Allah. Through the virtue of the pious predecessors and saints, rahmahumullah, Allah graciously bestowed upon us the blessing of Islam in our own homeland. In the countries where saints, rahmahumullah, could not go, the condition of Islam and Muslims is still seen to be poor even today. We thank Allah countless times that He created us in the Ummah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He further blessed us with the priceless wealth of reverence and love for the Ahlul Bayt and noble companions radiyallahu anhum, and honored us with the association of the pious predecessors and saints rahimahumullah, the righteous servants who followed in the footsteps of these sacred souls. Alhamdulillah, this is a great favor of Allah upon us. The Ahlus Sunnah, may Allah Almighty include us amongst His accepted servants, bless us with their companionship in the hereafter, as well as the proximity of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this booklet contains some of the accounts of the saints rahmahumullah mentioned in the Holy Quran. Of the many places where Allah Almighty mentioned His righteous servants, i.e. the saints rahmahumullah, in His blessed book, a few have been highlighted here. This is so we may recognize that the existence of the saints rahmahumullah is a blessing for people, and it contains a lesson for us to honor and respect them. For visiting their blessed courts can be a source of success in both worlds. May Allah Almighty always keep us obedient to them. Insha'Allah, after this booklet, evidence of the miracles of the saints from the Holy Quran and a mention of their remembrance and miracles in the light of hadith will be presented. May Allah grant us the wealth of sincerity and enrich us with the blessings of His saints. Rahmahumullah. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The status of saints in the words of the Quran. The prayer of Attar. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, the status of saints in the words of the Quran, grant them the ability to follow your saints, include them amongst your accepted servants, and bless them and their parents with entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The means of attaining high ranks, i.e. the excellence of Salat. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ أَفْضَلَ الدَّرَجَاتِ Indeed, Allah Almighty has granted my Ummah the highest ranks in return for reciting Salat upon me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ Three saints of the past. Antakya, i.e. Antioch, was one of the finest cities in Sham, i.e. Greater Syria, surrounded by five mountains and spanned an area of over 12 miles. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam sent two of his preachers, one named Sadiq and the other named Masduq, to the city to convey the message of the religion. When they entered the city, they met an elderly shepherd named Habib Najjar. Habib Najjar asked them, "Who are you? Where have you come from? And what is the purpose of your arrival?" They replied, "We are the preachers of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and we have come to invite the people of this city to worship one God." Habib Najjar asked, "Do you have any proof?" They answered, "Yes. By Allah's command, we heal the sick, those born blind, and those afflicted with leprosy." Upon hearing this, Habib Najjar said, "My son has been ill for 2 years. Will you cure him?" They said, "Yes, bring him to us." They passed their hands over the sick boy, and he immediately became well and stood up. This news spread like wildfire through the city, and soon many sick people gathered, all of whom were healed. The king of the city was a non-Muslim named Antiha. Upon hearing the call to righteousness from these two saints, rahimahumullah, he became furious. He had them arrested, beaten, and imprisoned. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam then sent Sayyiduna Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi, the leader of his disciples, after them to Antioch. Sayyiduna Sha'mun rahmatullahi alayhi managed to reach the king and asked, "Have you heard what these two men you imprisoned were saying?" The king replied, "No. The moment they mentioned a new religion, I became furious." Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi said, "With the king's permission, let them be brought so that we may hear them." When they arrived, Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi asked, "Who sent you?" They replied, "Allah, the one who created everything, gives sustenance to every being and has no partner." Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Describe him in a few words." They replied, "He does whatever he wills." Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi said, "What sign did you bring?" They replied, "Whatever the king wishes." The king then brought a man who was blind from birth and had no eye sockets. The two saints of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam passed their blessed hands over him, and eye sockets formed. And after placing clay balls into them and praying, Allah transformed them into radiant eyes. The man who was blind from birth was now able to see. Sayyiduna Shama'un rahmatullahi alayhi said, "O King, why do you not worship the one who has the power to grant eyes to the blind?" The king responded, "Can your God bring the dead back to life? If so, bring back to life the son of my farmer, who died 7 days ago. His body has decayed and emits a foul smell. I have not buried him yet, waiting for his father to arrive." The king took the three saints, rahimahumullah, to the boy's corpse. They prayed, and by the command of Allah Almighty, the deceased came to life and said in a loud voice, "I was a non-Muslim, and after my death, I was cast into the valleys of hell. I therefore call you to believe in Allah and warn you of his punishment. Accept the message of Allah's Prophet, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and obey these three preachers and treat them well, for they are his disciples and preachers. The crowd was astonished upon witnessing the corpse speech. Then Habib Najjar rahmatullahi alayhi rushed forward and delivered a powerful speech, urging the king and people to embrace faith. In the end, the king and all his courtiers embraced faith, but some unfortunate individuals did not. Instead, they martyred Habib Najjar rahmatullahi alayhi, resulting in Allah's punishment descending upon them. In the renowned chapter of the Quran, Surah Yasin, this incident has been mentioned as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wadrib lahum mathalan ashab al-qaryah idh ja'aha al-mursalun idh arsalna ilayhim ithnayn faqadhabuhuma fa'azzazna bithalithin faqalu inna ilaykum mursalun. And relate to them the example of the city folk, when the messengers came to them, when we sent two messengers to them, then they denied them. So we strengthened them with a third, then they said, indeed we have been sent to you. A few verses later, the words of Sayyiduna Habib Najjar rahmatullahi alayhi are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And a man came running from the outskirts of the city. He said, O my nation, follow these messengers. Follow those who do not seek reward from you and are rightly guided. Approximately 226 years ago, the great saint Sayyiduna Ahmad ibn Muhammad Maliki rahmatullahi alayhi recorded this account in his exegesis Hashiyatus Sawi alal Jalalain, and other Quranic exegetes have also mentioned it in their respective tafsirs. The three preachers of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, who were among the saints rahmahumullah of his ummah, were granted the miraculous ability by the command of Allah and the power he bestowed upon them to give sight to those born blind, heal the sick, and even bring the dead back to life. If the saints rahmahumullah of the ummah of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam had such powers, then how lofty and exalted is the status and greatness of the saints rahimahumullah of the ummah of Sayyiduna Isa's master, the master of all prophets, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whose ummah is superior and more excellent than all previous nations. The saints rahimahumullah of our beloved prophet's ummah are therefore superior to all the saints of the nations of all the prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam, who came into the world before the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. A point to ponder. In the court of Allah Almighty, every believing Muslim has great honor and status. The Holy Quran has mentioned severe warnings against having suspicion about an ordinary Muslim, slandering and making false accusations against him, mocking him, calling him by bad names, causing him pain, and mu'adh Allah, killing him. Hadith narrations strongly emphasize the honor and sanctity of a believing Muslim. When the honor of an ordinary Muslim has so much importance in the court of Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, then how much greater must be the rank of respecting and honouring a religious scholar. For the greatness and status of a religious scholar over a non-scholar, this one Quranic verse is enough. In part 23 of Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 9, Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know and those who do not know equal? When a religious scholar and a non-scholar are not equal, the rank of a saint of Allah is even higher than that. Because to be a saint, one must be a scholar. One of the meanings of a wali is a friend. And Allah Almighty does not befriend an ignorant person. When Allah Almighty makes someone his friend, i.e. a saint, he first makes him a scholar of his religion. Those who are respectful are blessed. Alhamdulillah, for centuries the common Muslims' attitude towards the righteous and chosen servants of Allah Almighty, i.e. the saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, has been one of respect and honour. The devotees of saints would attend the courts of the pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, in their lifetime to attain blessings. And after their passing, they would visit their sacred tombs to recite the Holy Quran, perform other good deeds to convey the reward and attain blessings. Allah Almighty bestows great honour and status upon these saints both in this world and after they leave it. He puts their love and reverence in people's hearts so that even after hundreds of years, the creation of Allah visits their tombs, supplicates in the court of Allah through their sake, and Allah Almighty accepts their prayers for the sake of His saints. By the grace and favour of Allah Almighty, His accepted servants, the saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, are safe from His wrath and displeasure in this world and in the hereafter. In part 11 of Surah Yunus, verses 62 and 63, Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Pay heed, the friends of Allah will neither have fear nor will they grieve, those who embraced faith and adopted piety. Allama Ahmad Sawi Maliki rahmatullahi alayhi writes in the exegesis of this verse, on the day of judgment, there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve on that day, because Allah Almighty has protected His saints in this world from the things that are a cause of fear and grief in the hereafter. What is the meaning of wali? Wali is an Arabic word whose root is wila, which means nearness and help. A wali Allah is a person who attains nearness to Allah Almighty through obligatory acts and remains busy in the obedience of Allah Almighty. In short, he does every deed in accordance with the will of Allah Almighty and does not get tired of the remembrance of Allah. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a saint of Allah is one whose sight reminds you of Allah. The correct belief about Allah Almighty. To be a saint of Allah Almighty is to be close to His court, i.e. accepted and beloved. Allah Almighty, through His grace, grants this magnificent blessing, i.e. sainthood, to whomever He wills. Allah Almighty creates some people with this attribute from birth, and they are saints from birth. For example, Lady Maryam, rahmatullahi alayha, was granted sainthood at birth. Remember, no matter how high the rank of a saint is, it cannot reach the rank of a prophetic companion. The Ahlus Sunnah are unanimous on the fact that no saint can be superior to a prophet alayhi salam. This is from the essentials of the religion. Similarly, no saint, no ghawth, and no siddiq can be superior to a prophet. A person who says so is a definite disbeliever by consensus. Who attains sainthood? Allah Almighty makes a person a saint only through His grace and favor. A person cannot reach this rank and status by performing great acts of worship. However, good deeds can become a means of becoming a saint of Allah. It is stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strived in our path, we shall most definitely show them our ways. Surely Allah is with the virtuous. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayh, says, sainthood is not attained through effort, it is granted by Allah. However, He does show the path to those who strive and perform spiritual struggles, as stated in the aforementioned verse. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Can saints commit sins? My dear Islamic brothers, infallibility, i.e. the inability to commit a sin, is a characteristic of prophets alayhimus salam and angels. By the mercy and grace of Allah Almighty, saints rahmatullahi alayhim are under divine protection. Although they can commit sins, they are not infallible. However, by the mercy of Allah, they are protected from sins. In part 15 of Surah Bani Israel, verse 65, Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Surely you have no power over my people. The praiseworthy mention of saints in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty has praised many saints, rahmahumullah, of previous nations in the Holy Quran, such as the famous saints of the time of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, who are known as the Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave. An entire surah is named after them, al-Kahf, which means the cave in Arabic. There are various opinions regarding the number of saints, rahmahumullah, who slept for approximately 309 years in the cave. But the strongest opinion is that there were seven. Their account is narrated in verses 9 to 26 of Surah Al-Kahf, which is in the 15th chapter. Now we will mention the saints, rahmahumullah, of the previous nations who are praised in the Holy Quran one by one, so it becomes clear that praising them is not a new practice. Rather, it is proven from the Quran. Allah Almighty has mentioned these righteous personalities in many places in His pure book, narrating their complete accounts and even naming an entire surah in their honor. Sayyidina Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, mercy descends when the righteous servants of Allah are mentioned. Let's praise these saints, rahmahumullah, in order to receive Allah's mercy. Saints who slept for 309 years. In verse 9 of Surah Al-Kahf, which is in the 15th chapter of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty mentions the people of the cave like so. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Did you come to know that the people of the cave, Al-Kahf, and the inscription were a marvel among our signs? Approximately 250 years ago, an exegete of the Quran, Sheikh Sulaiman Al-Jumal rahmatullahi alayh, wrote in his exegesis, Tafsir Al-Jumal, the names of the people of the cave are very blessed, and the pious elders, rahmahumullah, have mentioned their benefits. If their names are written and placed on a door, the house is protected from fire. If they are placed with wealth, it will not be stolen. A boat or ship will not sink due to their blessings. A runaway person returns. And if there is a fire and these names are wrapped in a piece of cloth and thrown into the fire, it is extinguished. These names can be written as an amulet and tied on the arm to calm a crying child, treat recurring fever, relieve headaches, cure epilepsy, ensure safety in journeys by land or sea, protect life and wealth, sharpen the intellect, and secure the freedom of prisoners. Read the complete account of these saints, rahmahumullah, from Kanzul Irfan and Tafsir Siratul Jinan, to invigorate your faith with the reverence and love for the saints, rahmahumullah. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The status of a saint of the Ummah of Muhammad. If the saints, rahmahumullah, of the time of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, possessed a lofty status, then how much greater and more exalted must the status and greatness of the saints, rahmahumullah, of the Ummah of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam be. If a devotee of the saints gains blessings by remembering the blessed names of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, or by making an amulet containing those names, why would he not be blessed, and why would his difficult matters not become easy? The saint who ruled the entire world. In Surah Al-Kahf, the account of another saint of Allah is mentioned. His blessed name was Iskandar, and his title was Dhulqarnain, rahmatullahi alayh. He was a maternal cousin of Sayyiduna Khizr alayhi salam. There have been four great kings in the world. Two of them were believers, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain rahmatullahi alayh. And two were disbelievers, Nimrud and Bukht Nasr. The fifth great king will be Sayyiduna Imam Mahdi rahmatullahi alayh, whose rule will extend over the entire earth. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, said, Iskandar Dhulqarnain was neither a prophet nor an angel, but he was a servant who loved Allah, and Allah Almighty made him his beloved. In part 16, verses 83 and 84, of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. They ask you about Dhulqarnain. Say, soon I will recite to you his account. We endowed him with authority in the earth and granted him every provision. It is stated in Tafsir Khazin, indeed we granted Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain rahmatullahi alayhi power in the earth and provided him with every kind of means or the ways to acquire them. We also bestowed upon him everything that creation may require, as well as all that kings need to conquer lands and cities and to wage war against their enemies. In the Holy Quran, his journey across the world from east to west is mentioned. Read verses 83 to 99 of Surah Al-Kahf and refresh your faith. The same generous Lord who granted Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain rahmatullahi alayhi the kingship of the physical world can also, through his grace, grant the saints of the Ummah of Muhammad sovereignty over people's hearts. Even today, in countries such as Pakistan and India and many others, you can see numerous blessed shrines where people eagerly gather, and by the mercy of Allah Almighty, they attain their heart's desires. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The saint who brought the throne of Queen Bilqis, the vizier of the beloved Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, was Sayyiduna Asif ibn Barkhiyya rahmatullahi alayhi. In part 19 of Surah An-Naml, verse 40, Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala alladhi 'indahu 'ilmun minal kitabi ana atika bihi qabla an yartadda ilayka tarfuk. The one who had knowledge of the book said, I will bring it to you before you blink. It is written in several exegeses that the person who possessed knowledge of the book was Sayyiduna Asif ibn Barkhiyya rahmatullahi alayh. If a saint of the era of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam could bring a throne from thousands of miles away, why could a saint of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, such as Data Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi alayh, not bring an object from a faraway land in an instant to show a man the power of Islam and the rank of his saints? They certainly can. Allah Almighty has granted his saints countless such powers. May Allah have mercy upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Luqman rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Luqman rahmatullahi alayhi, whom the public knows as Luqman the Wise, was also a righteous servant and saint of Allah. He was not a physician, rather he was known for speaking with knowledge and wisdom, which is why he became known as Hakim, i.e. the Wise. A surah in the Holy Quran is named after him. In part 21, verse 12 of Surah Luqman, Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And we certainly granted Luqman wisdom. Show gratitude to Allah. Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi was the nephew of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, and he lived for 1,000 years. He was the Mufti of Bani Israel before the time of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, when Dawood alayhi salam was appointed to the rank of prophethood, he stopped issuing religious rulings. It is mentioned that he met 4,000 prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. Sheikh Muhammad Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great scholar from approximately 300 years ago, writes, the grave of Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi is in Ramla, where 70 prophets alayhim salatu wassalam are also buried. His grave bears a prominent marker, and people come from far and wide to visit it. O devotees of the awliya, the sacred tomb of Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi has stood for thousands of years and for centuries, people have travelled great distances to visit it. This shows that there is no prohibition on travelling to the tombs of saints, rahimahumullah. So if someone visits the blessed resting place of Mawlana Rum, rahmatullahi alayh, or any other pious predecessor of the Ummah of Muhammad, whose words of knowledge and wisdom have been cherished for centuries, why should he be criticized? May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Talut rahmatullahi alayhi. The longest surah of the Holy Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. It contains a praiseworthy mention of a saint of Allah, Sayyiduna Talut rahmatullahi alayhi. The system of Bani Israel was such that they always had a king who would manage the affairs of the country and a prophet who would provide guidance in religious matters. During the time of Prophet Shamwil alayhi salam, there was no king, so the Bani Israel requested him to appoint a king for them. By the command of Allah, he appointed Sayyiduna Talut rahmatullahi alayhi as their king, who was the most powerful and the greatest scholar amongst Bani Israel. In part 2 of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 247, it is stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. And their prophet said to them, indeed Allah has made Talut your king. They said, how has he attained authority over us, despite the fact that we are more deserving of the kingdom than him, and he was not even endowed with abundance of wealth? That prophet said, Allah has chosen him over you and granted him more excellence in knowledge and physique, and Allah may grant his kingdom to whomsoever he wills, and Allah is most bestowing, all knowing. Sayyiduna Talut rahmatullahi alayhi was the father-in-law of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, as mentioned in the same verses of the second chapter. When Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam defeated the disbeliever Jalut, King Talut rahmatullahi alayhi married his daughter to Dawood alayhi salam and made him the king of half of his kingdom. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the awliya, Allah Almighty can do whatever He wills. When He can grant the kingship of an entire nation to a righteous man of Bani Israel, what is there to be surprised about if He blesses a righteous and accepted servant of His most beloved and final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, such as Sayyiduna Salah ad-Din Ayyubi or Sayyiduna Nur ad-Din Zangi rahmatullahi alayhima, with such awe and grandeur over the disbelievers that the disbelievers tremble at the mere mention of their names. Sayyiduna Imran rahmatullahi alayhi, the maternal grandfather of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam and the respected father of the noble Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, was Sayyiduna Imran, the name of his respected wife, who was the mother of Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, was Hannah rahmatullahi alayha. This was a family of righteous people, and all of them were accepted servants of Allah. The second longest surah of the Holy Quran is named after Sayyiduna Imran and is called Ali Imran. For a long time, Sayyidatuna Hanna Rahmatullah Alayha remained childless until she grew old and despairing. One day, she saw a sparrow feeding its young under the shade of a tree. Witnessing this stirred a desire for children in her heart, and she prayed to Allah, "O Lord, if you grant me a child, I will devote them to the service of Bayt al-Maqdis." When she became pregnant and made this vow, her husband, Imran Rahmatullahi Alayhi, said, "What have you done? If a girl is born, how will she serve Bayt al-Maqdis, as this service is traditionally given to boys?" The word spoken by the righteous saint came true, and Maryam Rahmatullahi Alayha was born to Lady Hannah Rahmatullahi Alayha. However, Sayyiduna Imran Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away before her birth. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Quran mentions these two saints as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. Remember when the wife of Imran said, "O my Lord, I express a vow for you that what I carry in my womb is devoted to you. So accept this from me. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing." If Allah accepted the righteous vow of Sayyidatuna Hannah Rahmatullahi Alayha, the virtuous wife of Sayyiduna Imran Rahmatullahi Alayhi, why would he not accept the prayer of a Muslim who makes a righteous and permissible vow at the sacred tomb of a great saint of the Ummah of Allah's most beloved and final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, such as Sayyiduna Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'in ad-Din Hassan Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi alayhi, through the intercession of his accepted servant and saint. Sayyidatuna Zulaykha rahmatullahi alayha. Sayyidatuna Zulaykha rahmatullahi alayha became the wife of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam after she embraced faith. At that time, she had grown very old, but by the blessing of Sayyidina Yusuf's prayer, Allah Almighty restored her youth. She dedicated herself entirely to worship day and night and had no other occupation. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam observed that she no longer sought his attention, he said, "Zulaykha, you were once passionately devoted to me." She replied, "That was when I was unaware of the reality of your love. Now I have recognized its true nature." Allah Almighty blessed Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Zulaykha with two sons named Ifrathim and Misha. In part 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 51, Lady Zulaykha rahmatullahi alayha is mentioned in this way. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين. The wife of the governor said, "Now the truth has become apparent. I wanted to tempt him against his conscience. He is amongst the truthful." It should be noted that in this verse, Allah Almighty announced the repentance of Sayyidatuna Zulaykha rahmatullahi alayha. Therefore, it is forbidden to mention her with disrespect, as she was the noble wife of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the awliya, if Allah Almighty can grant such a lofty rank to Sayyidatuna Zulaykha rahmatullahi alayha after her repentance, why would he not honor the repentant amongst the ummah of Sayyiduna Yusuf's master, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with the crown of sainthood? Thousands of saints in the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, by the commander of Allah, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam invited Pharaoh to accept faith, the one who arrogantly claimed divinity, the latter asked for a sign. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam presented his blessed staff, which turned into a large serpent and leapt towards Pharaoh. Terrified, Pharaoh pleaded for forgiveness. He said, "God forbid, this is magic. If you defeat my magicians, I will accept faith." At Pharaoh's appointed time, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam went to a field where hundreds of magicians were displaying their tricks before thousands of spectators. The magicians threw their sticks and ropes, which by their sorcery appeared to turn into snakes and move across the field. However, when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, by the command of Allah, placed his blessed staff on the ground, it turned into a large serpent and swallowed all the magician's snakes. When he held the staff again, it returned to its original form. Upon witnessing this, the magicians became certain this was a miracle with which magic could not compete. They admitted defeat, fell into prostration, and declared loudly, "We all believe in the Lord of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam." Pharaoh, however, instead of repenting, cruelly martyred those believers who had instantly embraced faith and attained the rank of sainthood by the gaze of their prophet. Allah Almighty recounts this event in the Holy Quran in part 16, Surah Taha, as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل ولتعلمن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى قالوا لن نؤثرك على ما جاءنا من البينات والذي فطرنا والذي فطرنا فاقض ما أنت قاض إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا إنا آمنا بربنا ليغفر لنا خطايانا وما أكرهتنا عليه من السحر والله خير وأبقى. They said, O Musa, either you cast your staff, or we shall be the first to cast. Musa said, rather you may cast. So suddenly their ropes and staffs appeared to him as if they are moving due to their sorcery. So Musa sensed fear in his heart. We said, be not afraid. Indeed you are predominant. And cast that which is in your right hand. It shall swallow whatever they have made. Indeed, whatever they have made is the deceit of a sorcerer, and the sorcerer does not triumph wherever he may go. So all the sorcerers were made to fall prostrate, saying, "We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa." He, Pharaoh, said, "Have you believed in him before I have given you permission? He is your superior who taught you sorcery. So I shall most definitely cut off your hands and feet from opposing sides, and I will most certainly crucify you upon the trunks of date palms. And you shall definitely come to know which of us is more severe and lasting in punishment." They said, "We will never give you precedence over the clear proofs that have come to us. And by He who created us, you may do what you desire. You can only take action in the life of this world. We certainly believe in our Lord that He may forgive our sins and the sorcery which you forced us to do. And Allah is better and everlasting." A companion, the son of a companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, states, "That day on which Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and the magicians had the competition was Ashura, i.e. the 10th of Muharram. After witnessing the miracle of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, the magicians prostrated so quickly that it felt as if they were forcibly cast down. It is narrated that during this prostration, they were shown paradise and hell, and beheld their ranks in paradise. A subtle point. Respected Quranic exegetes say, out of respect, the magicians left it to the judgment of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam to decide who should begin the contest. Due to this courtesy, Allah Almighty ultimately honored them with the wealth of faith. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha. Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha was the wife of Pharaoh. She was a descendant of the prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam, and she showed mercy and kindness to the poor and the needy. When the magicians came to compete with Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and then fell into prostration and accepted faith, Lady Asiya rahmatullahi alayha observed the entire scene from the roof of her palace. The light of faith illuminated her heart and she also accepted faith. When the Pharaoh learned of this, he unleashed such torment upon her that would make one's soul shudder. At first he tried to make her abandon her faith without inflicting pain, but she remained steadfast. When Pharaoh's efforts failed, he drove spikes into her blessed hands and feet, laid her down in the sun, and placed a millstone on her chest to prevent her from moving. Yet Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha said, "O enemy of Allah, O tyrannical human, you may have power over my body, but my heart is in the protection of my Lord. Even if you cut off every limb, my love for him will only increase." When Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam saw this scene, she asked him, "Is my Lord pleased with me or displeased?" Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam replied, "O Asiya, the angels of the heavens await you, and Allah is proud of your great deeds. Ask for whatever you wish. Every need of yours will be fulfilled." Then Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha supplicated, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah made the wife of Pharaoh an example for those who believe. When she said, "My Lord, make a house for me near you in paradise and grant me salvation from Pharaoh and his deeds, and grants me salvation from oppressive people." the Pharaoh decided to execute her, ordering his men to bring a large rock. If she remained steadfast, the rock would be dropped on her, but if she renounced her faith, she would be his wife. The rock is brought, and Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha looked up towards the heavens and saw her house made of white pearls in paradise, which strengthened her resolve. Her soul departed in this state, and the rock fell upon a lifeless body, no longer containing her soul. Glad tidings for Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha. A great virtue of Sayyidatuna Asiya rahmatullahi alayha is that she will be the wife of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in paradise. It is narrated that when Sayyidatuna Khatija radiyallahu anha was near death, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to her and said, "Do you know that in paradise Allah has arranged for me to be married to you, Maryam bint Imran, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam's sister, Kulthum, and Pharaoh's wife, Asiya. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Sayyidatuna Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, the respected mother of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Before the blessed birth of Sayyidatuna Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, her respected father Sayyiduna Imran alayhi salam had passed away. Therefore, her mother named her, as is stated in the Holy Quran, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ, and I have named her Maryam. She was from the lineage of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ibn Dawood alayhim as-salam. The Holy Quran also mentions her miracles, which will be narrated later in the series of booklets. A person who, Allah forbid, accuses Lady Maryam rahmatullahi alayha of adultery is absolutely a disbeliever and an apostate, as such a belief opposes the explicit verses of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa Maryam ibnat Imran allati ahsanat farjaha fanafakhna fihi min ruhina wa saddaqat bi kalimati rabbiha wa kutubihi wa kanat min al-qanitin. And Maryam, daughter of Imran, protected her chastity, so we blew a special soul into her from us. So she affirmed the words of her Lord and his books, and she was amongst the obedient. The respected mother and sister of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. The respected mother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam was a righteous woman named Yuhanad, daughter of Imran. Once Pharaoh had a dream that a fire emerged from the direction of Bayt al-Maqdis, engulfing all of Egypt and burning the Copts. But it did not harm the Bani Israel. Disturbed by this vision, the Pharaoh consulted astrologers who said that a boy will be born amongst the Bani Israel who will end your kingship. Upon hearing this, Pharaoh commanded that all male infants amongst the Bani Israel be killed, resulting in 12,000 or 70,000 deaths. When Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam was born, light emanated from between his eyes. Sayyidatuna Yuhanad rahmatullahi alayha, the mother of Sayyiduna Musa, nursed Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam for a few days. During this period, he would neither cry nor move in her lap. No one except his sister was aware of his birth. Fearing the Pharaoh, she placed Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam in a chest, which was specially made for this purpose, and put it in the river Nile at night. The Holy Quran mentions this righteous saint. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa awhayna ila ummi Musa an ardi'ih فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فَالْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we inspired Musa's mother, suckle him, so when you fear for him, then place him in the river, and neither fear nor grieve. Indeed, we shall return him to you, and will make him amongst the messengers. After these verses in Surah Al-Qasas, the Quran also mentions Sayyidatuna Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون فرددناه إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن وَلَا تَحْزَنَ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And his mother said to his sister, follow him. So she, his sister, watched him from afar, while they, the people of Pharaoh, did not perceive. And we had already forbidden the foster mothers for him. So she, his sister, said, shall I guide you to a household that may raise him for you, and they are also caring towards him? So we returned him to his mother, that she might be comforted, and she does not grieve, and she may come to know that indeed the promise of Allah is true. However, most of them do not know. O devotees of the Awliya, the Holy Quran mentions approximately 20 saints of the previous nations, and the thousands of saints who were honored with sainthood through the blessed gaze of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam after they accepted faith. May Allah Almighty grant us love and reverence for His saints and the ability to honor and respect them. From the very beginning, Muslims have received blessings from the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, visiting them when they were alive and seeking blessings from their tombs after their passing. We should also follow in their footsteps and cultivate love and reverence for the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah. Mu'adhallah, thumma mu'adhallah. Guard yourselves against suspicion or ill thoughts about the saints, rahimahumullah. If Allah forbid, Satan whispers something in your heart, immediately consult the scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah or Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnah to remove your doubts. Malice regarding the saints, rahimahumullah, gradually leads to disrespect towards the righteous and pious predecessors, which is a lethal poison for a Muslim's faith. Avoid even the shadow of those who speak ill of the saints, rahimahumullah, or you may also be afflicted with the ill fortune that befalls them. When Allah Almighty praises people and elevates their ranks above ordinary people, criticizing them only tarnishes our honor. We cannot harm the pious predecessors in any way. They are the righteous personalities of Allah, upon whom His mercy constantly descends. We should strive to attain blessings from them. In the light of the couplets of Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi alayh, Mawlana Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi alayh writes, saints, rahmahumullah, should not be regarded as ordinary human beings. Instead, they should be respected and honored with the belief that Allah has bestowed a special favor upon them. They are the kings and emperors of limitless spiritual power, and by Allah's command, they can avert major calamities and hardships. Respect for their tombs is also necessary, as Allah's blessings continually descend upon them. And whoever visits them with reverence and love will surely receive their spiritual blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله على محمد